Let me get one thing out of the way. When I worked as a reporter, I covered a house fire that started when someone left an iron on. Yep, someone had forgotten to turn the appliance off, and the house burned. So don't think me odd because I go back to see if indeed the clothes iron or the oven or the curling iron is turned off. I have proof that bad things happen, which is why I favor automatic shutoff and why I disfavor autumn hayrides. That's just a little taste of what some might call the neurotic, obsessively compulsive paranoia that the family of one former reporter who now reads law cases for a living must live with. If I didn't cover the accident resulting from the, say, hayride, I've certainly read cases involving, say, hayrides and the terrible injuries and bitter arguments over liability that result, and I happily share. So you can imagine my horror when my oldest son took the seat of dread at the back of a wagon fit for 20 a weekend ago. He sat facing a very young child, the younger child's obviously non-lawyer, non-reporter mother beside him, not holding him close. This wagon had no hay, sure, but these particular end seats had the same jaunty lack of restraint that a traditional hayride offers. If the driver pressed on the gas with a little too much Halloween happiness, the seats would not hold one on or in, but would instead act as a sort of slide, enabling a quick tumbling exit sure to cause the horrid injuries I've so often read about. I promptly traded spots with my 11-year-old. He in turn complained bitterly about his lot in life. I lectured the standard, something about the many cases I've read and my teachable life experiences. He was not impressed. He's heard it all before. And then just 2 days later, the I told you so moment. The headline from the newspaper read, "Insurance costs too high for most to offer hayrides." And to back up my worries, the story used three examples of hayride tragedies, all that occurred the same weekend we took our uneventful wagon ride. The story also contained this ammunition-providing line, "The National Safety Council says that hayride-related injuries and deaths are on the rise." On the rise. No great surprise for those of us, and I know that there must be at least two more of us out there, who've been obsessively thinking about hayride law for several seasons now. Illinois, for one, has at least 5 reported hayride cases, sure to zap the fun out of any suggestion of bales of straw atop 4 wheels. I tell you more about the driverless hayride in Peoria, or the truly tragic bumpy hayride accident near Joliet, or the war between the wagons near Marion. But that would surely put a damper on those who prefer to ride in hay in blissful ignorance. Let's just say that each provides an example of what the National Safety Council called, in its press release of warning, the 3 H's of hayrides: hitching, highways, and horseplay. There will surely be those who continue to indulge in this fun outdoor activity, to quote the fickle National Safety Council, just as there are those who buy curling irons that stay on and on and on. Me, after reading the hayride cases, I've noticed a distinct correlation between hayride injuries and wiener roasts. Yet another magnet for risk-blind thrill seekers. Remember, where there's smoke, there's fire, and quite possibly an iron. I'm Amy.